Where did Mr. Loverman come from? I mean, because on the surface, he is a character who kind of, you know, lots of us know somebody a bit like that. Those wonderful old kind of Caribbean guys who you might see in the pub playing dominoes or, you know, whatever it might be.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's an interesting question because I'm not 100% sure where he came from. I mean, I'm a Londoner. I've lived here all my life. I've known a lot of those old guys. But when I started writing in the voice of this older Caribbean man, he emerged as homosexual, which is what he is.
That's the secret that lurks in his closet.
He's 74 and he's gay. He's from Antigua.
But he's also married and a father and a grandfather.
Absolutely.
And all
so really, it was he kind of came out through the creative process. But it is something that I'm very interested in. I'm very interested in challenging taboos. And I think there's been a lot of silence about homosexuality in black communities. So I wasn't
and
really
more
surprised.
Than silence sometimes. I mean, antagonism.
Oh,
let's
God,
be
yes.
honest about this.
Oh, Yeah. I mean, you know, if you look at some of the stories that come out of the Caribbean and also Africa, where it's mostly illegal, then we're looking at, you know, the persecution of homosexuals.
Absolutely.
So this character is not only gay. He's not a sort of young, funky, bar-hopping Soho guy.
No, he's a 74-year-old man in Hackney.
He's embedded in the Caribbean community and he's a local figure. He's lived in Stoke Newington for 50 years. So I really wanted to make the point that this is a guy you might recognise and you might see about out and about in London, say on a Sunday, going to church or blinged up and so on. But actually, what about if somebody like this was homosexual?